This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And it is such a pleasure to welcome someone that I have been talking to for so many years now. This is a man that I first want to give everybody a little bit of a reference to Dr. Earl Mindell, because Dr. Mindell is one of the earliest true pioneers in the world of CBD. He talked about CBD before it was in to talk about CBD. But he also has been giving us tremendous information. As a registered pharmacist, as a young man working in a pharmacy in L.A., a 24/7 pharmacy in L.A., he couldn't figure out how to stay awake, and then started using vitamins and nutrients. And it led him to his fascination of writing about vitamins in a book that right now has sold over 11 million copies worldwide. Yes, 11 million. Think about it. One book all over the world. 11 million copies. It is Earl Mindell's New Vitamin Bible. And he has written over 20 best-selling books, he's such a prolific author. He is on the board of directors of the California College of Natural Medicine. He serves on the Dean's Professional Advisory Group of Pharmacy, Chapman University. He was inducted into the California Pharmacists Association's Hall of Fame and awarded the President's Citation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's a registered pharmacist, master's in health, PhD, master herbalist, college educator, and you have seen him on every major television show there is to see, including The Late Show with David Letterman back in this day. And he still lives in Beverly Hills. Dr. Earl Mindell, the new book is out, Dr. Earl Mindell's Guide to Healing with CBD. Oh, my gosh, what a pleasure. Welcome back. It's been much too long.
Frankie, it's a pleasure, and thank you for those kind words. Yeah, you know, the problem is that CBD was really hot a couple years ago before COVID. And then when COVID came in, it just kind of wiped it out. So it's back. I've got a new book about how you can really use CBD to guide your health. I think CBD is going to be the biggest supplement of the 21st century because it has so many benefits. And of course, we found the endocannabinoid system. We didn't even know it was in the body. And that pretty well takes care of almost all problems in the system.
So let me go back. When you were a very young pharmacist in this 24/7 pharmacy, when did you realize that it was not the pharmaceuticals that were going to help you, but the vitamins? How soon in the game?
Well, another pharmacist and I opened the pharmacy. It was open from 9 in the morning till midnight, and then we took night calls. So on a typical weekend, I'd be working 15 hours a day and then get two or three night calls. So I was in terrible shape. I mean, really, it was unbelievable. And he seemed to be able to overcome the stress better than I could. So I said, what's your secret? He says, I take vitamins. I have to remember, this is, I hate to tell you, half a hundred years ago.
Right.
So I started taking B vitamins, vitamin E, C, minerals, and I felt so much better. It was unbelievable. In fact, we actually, people coming in the pharmacy, we give them a starter of B vitamins because most people, the biggest complaint they have is that they're tired all the time. And that's how it all happened. I said, you know, this is something I want to do. at that is to help people to be well and to stay well, because prescription drugs are fine to basically attack the symptoms, but they usually don't get people any better, and they have to take them for long periods of time, and they don't feel that great. So that's how it all started, and I went back and I got a PhD in nutrition, and out came the Vitamin Bible, which, by the way, is a new, just came out, a new edition called Dr. Earl Mandel's Vitamin Bible. So it's available, and it's still only $10, which I can't believe. I mean,
that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, that's
amazing.
So,
I mean,
what's it like to sell over, I just can't even fathom, 11 million books, over 11 million.
Well, you know, you don't think of it as how many you sell, but I've had some great experiences. I was in Holland, the Netherlands, and went to a health store, and on the counter they had my book in Dutch. And in, let's see, where was it? In Germany. Yeah, I think it was in one of the cities in Germany. I went into a library. And you know how they overhead, they have what type of books are, and the book was in Gesundheit, which means health. So it's pretty exciting when you see books, your book translated into 34 languages now, and you can't even read one word of the book. It's very exciting, though, especially around the world. And I've had people tell me that I was instrumental in their basically making the trip to health to change their life, to change their diet, and it's very rewarding. But we got a big shall we say problem in the country, and that is we still are the most overweight country in the world, and we're not healthy at all. I mean, it's pathetic.
No, we're not.
It really is. I mean, there's
you were the first one that said. You were the first one that said we take better cares of our pets and our cars than we do of ourselves. And let's get back to the CBD book, because this book is just absolutely brilliant. CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Power of CBD for Your Health. And right now, many, many people are not sleeping, and they are anxious.
Right.
And the list goes on. So talk to us about this.
Well, by the way, people say, is there any published medical and scientific studies? There's 11,000 of them. 11,000. It's nothing new. But you're right. CBD helps with anxiety, with stress. It helps you sleep better. It has all depression. I mean, this COVID thing has really knocked the country out for a couple of years, so I think there's going to be a great demand for taking it. And you start with what I did in the book is put individual amounts for people to take for certain situations. So you can start with smaller amounts, but you got to get up to about 25 to 50 milligrams of CBD. And by the way, CBD is now legal from hemp in all states. In fact, the state of California passed a law saying that all hemp products are legal. There's the ones I recommend have no THC, which is the hallucinogenic part of the cannabis world. So the two are completely different, but all I can tell you is the longer you take the CBD, the better the results.
So you're in your new book, part one is a guide to buying the CBD, because it's still very confusing for consumers, Dr. Earl Mandel.
It's true. I mean, but basically, you can get a capsule, you can get a sublingual, you can get a liquid form. But the secret is look on the label and make sure how much CBD you're getting, because I've had people buy something and it says so much CBD, and then they don't realize it's the whole container, not just the so-called single serving.
Yes, that's a big problem, and the FDA still has not made it available with guidelines, and unfortunately it's a problem for a lot of people, because they don't know, is it a dietary supplement? What is it that they're buying?
Well, Well, that's true. Federally, it's a mess, and I'm very surprised that the current administration, because they said they were going to make cannabis legal, and of course CBD as well, and they haven't done anything in the years. So basically, if it's from hemp, CBD from hemp, it's legal in all states, no problem. And the ones I recommend have the amount of CBD right on the label, and it tells you exactly how to take it.
Right there. Okay. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, though, we will get into why one should take CBD, because it's in his new book. The book is out now. It's Dr. Earl Mindell's Guide to Healing with CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Power of CBD for Your Health. We'll be back in just this, in just a moment with this iconic figure, Dr. Earl Mindell. So happy to have him with us. The 11 million copies of the Vitamin Bible have been sold, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk. In the middle of a conversation with the vitamin Bible guru himself, Dr. Earl Mindell, Healing with CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Powers of CBD. So this book, you say, is divided into two sections. Part one provides a consumer's guide to buying CBD. And then what is part two about?
Well, how to use it for different situations. For example, I'll just tell you some of the things that you can use CBD with. That's acne, anxiety, arthritis pain, blood clots, brittle hair and nails, eczema, depression, dry skin, heart disease, hormonal imbalance, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, infection, inflammation, insomnia, PMS, psoriasis, stress. I mean, people say that it's impossible. How can one thing do so much? And that is because of the endocannabinoid system, that when CBD gets into the system, which starts at the very tip of your forehead to the tip of your toes, it goes, it's called an adaptogen. It adapts to where you need it. And that's why it has so many wonderful, wonderful, I feel, benefits. And people who take it start to understand that it gets better the longer you take it. It's not something, it's not a, when I say pain relief, etc., it's not something you take and a half hour later your headache goes away. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting to the cause of the problem, which is the most important thing.
So the endocannabinoid system, tell us a little bit about it.
Actually, it's very new. I mean, we didn't even know it existed. We know the central nervous system. We know this actually is a system in the body that goes right from your brain all the way right to the tip of your toes and all through the blood circulation. So that when you take a supplement like CBD from hemp, it goes to the necessary areas of the body that needs it.
And we've known about this for, what, 30, 40 years now? That's it?
Yeah. Just very short of it's really haven't been publicized in any, maybe in the last 10, 15 years.
And so how, if you're having a hard time sleeping, Dr. Earl Mindell, what do you do? About 20, 30 minutes before you go to sleep, you can take a little CBD?
Yeah, well, there's different sleep problems. There's one problem that people can't get to sleep. Then there's the other one that they go to sleep, but they wake up a couple times during the night. So this takes care. See, it probably has a lot to do with stress, anxiety, depression. So what basically the reason CBD works for sleep is that it helps anti-anxiety, anti-stress, and even antidepressant. So if you are feeling better, you can the normal sleep pattern. We can't go without sleeping. I mean, there's no such thing. But if it's interrupted sleep, or you got to be careful, of course, of how much caffeine you're drinking before at least a few hours before sleeping. But in general, I feel about 25 to 50 milligrams of CBD from hemp can be taken about a half hour to an hour before bedtime.
And it varies depending on the person. For some of us, we only need 10 milligrams. It depends on who you are.
Exactly. It depends on the less, the better, of course. But a lot of people don't understand that they say if they take a small amount, that doesn't work. Well, you have to go higher until you get the level that is going to affect you.
Absolutely. And your new book you really get into all of this. You get into how to select the best products, understanding what to look for when buying CBG supplements so that you're not disappointed because, you know, you work hard for your money. You want your products to work.
Absolutely. I mean, and there are some excellent products on the market and some not so excellent. See, what happens when you when something gets very current, everybody jumps onto the into the marketplace and they produce some sub type of products, but the tried and true ones that have clinicals that can tell you that exactly what is on the label. I would check with the company if wherever you're buying, check the company and see what kind of research studies they have to substantiate what they're saying.
I want to talk about the opioid epidemic in this country because you really believe that this product, CBG, can absolutely help with opioid addiction.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is, it's out of control. I mean, even the establishment said over 100,000 deaths from overdose, and a lot of them are due to the opiates. The problem is that, you see, it's so easy for the physicians to prescribe the Vicodins and the Oxycontins and the Percocets and the, or whatever else, and the general public taking the acetaminophen, the Tylenols, the aspirins, the Aleves, or whatever else it is. We don't think in terms of a natural product like CBD, which can help to really get to the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. And that's what it's all about, getting to the cause of the problem. That's what the endocannabinoid system is all about. It gets to the cause of the problem. It doesn't just treat symptoms.
So it's so interesting. When you were a young pharmacist, those kinds of drugs were not given out so freely, were they?
No. Actually, the big drug at the time was codeine. Aspirin with codeine, but it causes constipation so often. And dextropropoxyphene or Darvon was the big drug then, but they were mild compared to. I mean, we're talking about the drugs today are one is okay, five you're dead. It's
yeah,
much more
yeah.
potent than ever before.
Much more potent.
Much more potent. And we are when it comes to drugs. We're number one in the world, I mean, for the amount of drugs. The average person is taking 3 to 4 drugs a day, and the average elderly is in the almost in the double digits.
Isn't that crazy? Absolutely crazy. Hey, I know that you also write a little bit about the age-related macular degeneration and how CBD
yes.
might help.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting new research that we think it can basically be a good prevention against macular degeneration. Of course, there's a couple of different types of macular degeneration, but in general, if you take CBD daily, you're going to find there's so many benefits over a long period of time that you wouldn't even know if you didn't take them.
This is awesome stuff. Yes. Dr. Earl Mindell, we are out of time, but as a registered pharmacist who's passionate about educating us, the new book is called Dr. Earl Mindell's Guide to Healing with CBD. Is there a website that you can recommend for people?
Yes, you can go to drearlmindell.com. I do Facebook blogs. You can become a Facebook friend of mine. Books are all available on AmazonBooks.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in the next few weeks. Hopefully, we will get together at our expo. Yes, yes, yes. Thanks so much, Doc. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer with Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. As someone who really understands the underbelly of the criminal justice system, his new book is out. It's called American Injustice. David Rudolph, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. As an attorney, as someone who has been on many sides of our legal system, you have been fighting for the individual. You've been a passionate advocate, fighting for individuals against the power of the government. You founded your law firm in 1982 to represent the rights of people, and the firm has never wavered from that mission. And you say that this all began with you as a young student and the Kent State shootings.
Well, yes. I mean, it was probably in my DNA before then, but certainly it crystallized for me starting during the Vietnam War protests, what happened at Kent State, what happened at Jackson State, which was equally atrocious. You know, then, of course, we had Watergate, we had the Saturday Night Massacre, and we had the Attorney General of the United States being indicted for obstructing justice and being convicted of obstructing justice, and then you had Iran-Contra, and on and on and on. So, you know, for me, pushing back against the limits or the expansion of the federal government and state government has sort of been a lifelong journey for me.
And the staircase, tell us about this amazing story and case, because it's been featured. It's going to be a movie with some very big stars, but it's also been a feature documentary on Netflix.
It has, and it's actually going to be a docuseries on HBO sometime in the next 6 months or so. I'm not sure when. The documentary was years and years in the making. I think total is about 15 years in the making. The first 8 episodes covered the time period between 2001 and 2003. And then the last 5 episodes covered the aftermath between 2011 and 2015 or 16. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it already, but it is, it takes you behind the scenes of the criminal justice system. I made a conscious effort to allow the cameras to capture what a criminal defense lawyer does, what we're faced with, and how we deal with it. So that people have a really accurate notion of what criminal defense lawyers do, as opposed to the notion that's sort of painted on shows like Law and Order. It's been an amazing journey for me.
I'm sure it has. I wanted you on the cannabis show because I'm constantly talking about how the injustice in the world of cannabis continues in this day and age. And I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit about what is happening, because there are people that are still in our prisons from just possessing a cannabis.
Well,
that,
you know,
it blows my mind to think that someone has a joint and they were arrested and they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. They're not socially, economically able to get out of jail, had the wrong lawyer, the wrong defense person, you know, and here they are still in jail. How is that possible in this day and age?
Well, you know, you're sort of preaching to the choir. I was a member of normal, you know, probably starting in the early 80s or late 70s. I've always believed that these marijuana laws were just ridiculous. You know, if you're going to regulate it like alcohol, not like, some illegal substance that harms people. But in any event, you know, back when I was active and normal, you know, the idea that we would actually achieve legalization was a sort of a dream almost. I'm not sure any of us thought we would see it in our lifetimes. But now here we are in 2022, and state after state after state, even conservative states, are decriminalizing at worst and legalizing in some places possession and use of marijuana. And so that raises the question, well, what about people, and you know, you limited it to the person who had a joint, but I want to broaden it. You know, what about somebody who had more than a joint? What about, you know, somebody who had, you know, the equivalent of what would be considered intent to sell, even though they hadn't sold anything? Or, you know, people who distributed it to their friends, whether in college or at work situations, and were convicted of distributing marijuana. You know, if any of those people are still in jail, and I think some of the sentences that were handed out under the federal guidelines in particular mean that a number of them are still in jail, there's absolutely no reason. I mean, if what they did is no longer illegal, get them out. You know, if you don't want to just pardon them, commute the sentences, you know, just get them out of prison because they didn't belong there in the first place, and they certainly don't belong to stay. They certainly don't deserve to stay there.
Where are we, and do you think that this will ever, do you think that we will ever see a national platform where they will take the keys and open the jail cells and let people out of jail?
You know, I'm not sure we'll see a national platform. I think it's going to happen state by state, and I think the train has sort of left the station on that, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. You know, for one thing, if you're a state that hasn't legalized it, but the states on either side of you have, and they're making money from taxing it, pure economics, which so often drives our political system, is going to dictate that you're going to legalize it because you don't want to lose the revenue to the other states. And indeed, you know, I think revenue is in fact a big driver, just like it was with alcohol. You know, during Prohibition, everybody was up in arms about alcohol being, you know, the devil's drug. But then when people started bootlegging it and making large sums of money, and the states realized, and the federal government realized that they could reap enormous taxes from it, attitudes changed. So, you know, it's part of the hypocrisy of America, I guess. I think you know, that is already happening, and I don't see it stopping. But to be honest, and this may go beyond sort of your show, but I think that drugs in general ought to be decriminalized and made into a public health issue. There's no reason to treat drug use or drug possession or drug sales as criminal as opposed to treating it as a public health issue, which is what it is. So, you know, instead of spending the money on enforcement, spend it on education. You know, we pretty effectively wiped out cigarettes as a health hazard through public education campaigns. We didn't make smoking illegal. We addressed it as a public health concern. And that's exactly what we should be doing with regard to all drugs, you know, particularly marijuana, but really all drugs, I think.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that we need to really and truly continue the education and that aspect of it. But I just want to ask you, if a listener is out there and they have a family member still in prison, what do they do at this point? How do they try and get someone out of jail that had, you know, possession of cannabis when it's now legal in so many states?
Well, you know, it's going to vary from state to state because each state has different procedures. But one route would obviously be to seek a commutation. You know, each state has somewhat different procedures for commuting sentences. Frankly, you know, it's much harder to get a pardon than it is a commutation. With a commutation, the state doesn't have to admit that they did something wrong. It's more sort of a grace, Act.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you continue that thought. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment with David. And David, give us the best website and how people can get your new book, please.
It's davidsrudolph.com is my website. And the book is a page on the book there, so they can just go there, and there's all kinds of information about the book and about the staircase as well.
We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Extend your life with Extend-O-Vice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey, and that's what we do. We try to educate people. Joining us today, David S. Rudolph, American Injustice is his new book. It is Inside Stories from the Underbelly of the Criminal Justice System. And as a criminal defense and civil rights attorney for more than 40 years, you've been spending your fighting, your career fighting abuses of power and corruption. A Netflix documentary series based on one of his most notable murder cases, The Staircase. HBO Max is currently filming a series as well on the same story, gripping case, starring Toni Collette and Colin Firth. But as one of the nation's most renowned, knowledgeable, and principled criminal defense attorneys, you are sharing with us that the flaws in our criminal justice system are way too many. Explain to us what that means.
Well, you know, the problem, of course, is that the criminal justice system is run and populated by people. And so people have weaknesses, and so the criminal justice system has weaknesses. And the problem really is that we haven't recognized the weaknesses and the impact those weaknesses have. So, you know, as a result of that, there have been literally thousands of people exonerated over the past 30 years from prison sentences for crimes they did not commit. And that is the proverbial tip of the iceberg, because it doesn't even approach the numbers of people who are actually still in prison for things they didn't do. And then, of course, there's all the people who were prosecuted for things that they didn't do. They may not have been convicted, but their lives were completely upended just by the prosecution. So it's an enormous problem, and it's something that obviously has affected, you know, drug prosecutions as well as every other kind of prosecution in the United States.
And the wrongful convictions add up, in the past 30 years, nearly 2,800 people serving prison sentences in the United States have been released. But, you know, 25,000 years of prison time is way too many years in prison, to be honest with you, way too many. And for people that have been caught and unfortunate timing, and why are so many people in jail still in this day and age, 2022, still in prison for minor offenses when it comes to cannabis, in your opinion, David?
You know, I think it was just demonized, you know, back in the 80s with, you know, the famous Just Say No campaign that Nancy Reagan and her husband Ronald sort of championed. And there was a lot of misinformation. I mean, I remember back when I was in college watching a movie called Reefer Madness, which I don't know if it still exists. It was a
It was
sort of a joke when you watched it, but it wasn't meant to be a joke. It was meant to scare the heck out of people about smoking marijuana. And that was a very common, sort of, I wouldn't call it a public education campaign. It was a public scare campaign, that ran, you know, really all through the 80s and early 90s. And it's only recently, that there's been any real pushback from the scientific community, and from normal people. I'm not talking now about the lawyers who have always thought it was ridiculous, or the normal members, who always push for legalization. But I think mainstream America is beginning to realize that it was just silly. And I guess part of it is driven by the fact that so many people who are now in positions of power have used marijuana. And they know that it doesn't do anything evil. It doesn't, you know, it's not a gateway to heroin, as it used
right.
to be labeled. So, you know, I think it's just been a massive misinformation campaign that was meant to do exactly what it did, which was to criminalize drugs which were, you know, primarily in the lower economic areas of big cities. That's really where the drug enforcement was directed. I remember the very first federal case I ever did in North Carolina. I represented a great guy, who used to deliver boatloads of marijuana from Columbia to the North Carolina coast. And he was eventually busted. And he got a sentence of 10 years. And now back in 1983 when that happened, no, in 1981 when that happened, 10 years was an enormously long sentence. But of course, it pales in comparison to the sentences that are being handed out, in the 2000s, for that amount of drugs. You know, he'd be doing 40, 50, 60 years. It's sort of grown on itself. It's fed on itself. And I think it's going to take a while for the public to really, understand how damaging that whole episode was in our criminal justice system.
And you also say, David, that poverty and racism deform our criminal justice system in fundamental ways. And racial minorities throughout the country have disproportionately been the target and victims of police and prosecution misconduct.
Well, let's just look at the drug laws for a second. Up until pretty recently, the disparity between crack cocaine and powder cocaine was, I think, 100 to 1 in terms of sentencing. There was never any basis for that, but the bottom line was crack was the drug of choice in the inner cities and in ghettos and in slums and places where the lower
absolutely
and powder was the drug of choice in the suburbs.
And so with that we are out of time, but this has just been so wonderful chatting with you. American Injustice, the new book is out. We need outspoken attorneys like David S. Rudolph, and we thank you so much. And the best website for people?
It's davidsrudolph.com, and it's RUDOLF.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
for being
Frankie.
With us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile through your fears and sorrows. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.